Thank you very much and welcome, friends from the media, to this very important press briefing to listen to the reactions that we have as the People's Assembly, as African people, to the official declaration given by the Africa Climate Summit. But you already know what our reactions are, because you know that in the lead up to the summit, we had issued a letter to President Ruto, the African Union, and all stakeholders organizing the summit, raising very, very critical concerns about the nature and direction that the summit was taking in its design and the development of its content. That letter was endorsed or signed by over 500 grassroots movements, organizations, Pan-African movements, and civil society organizations across the continent. You also know that on Monday, we held the People's Climate Summit, the more genuine summit that represented all sections of African society and highlighted the issues that really matter to African people. Because we were convinced, on the back of all the things that we had seen, which had prompted us to write the letter in the first place, that this summit was going to end the way it has ended. And this is why the alternative summit was organized. And you saw the energy, you saw the people's power, you saw the position of the people. And you also know that at that summit, we issued a declaration. And that declaration is the true voice of the people of Africa regarding how to deal with this climate catastrophe, which, mind you, we are least responsible for, but whose brunt we bear the most. So mine is just to remind you to tell the story of the People's Assembly. Please tell the story, because unfortunately, it is sometimes very obvious that the people that we put in power, who are supposed to be our representatives and our employees, and I want to repeat it, anybody who is representing the people in parliament, national assembly, presidency, as a minister, CS, or whatever, is an employee of the people. And we must hold them as such. These are not our bosses. They are our employees. We pay them. They live on our taxes. And so when there is an Africa Climate Summit, we expect them to speak the language that represents our interests, not to sell out and give the summit to people who are responsible for this climate crisis in the first place. And if you ask me, who are those people? I'm sure you saw them. You saw John Kerry there, who had a full platform to speak, who is supposed to be the climate envoy for the United States of America. There is nobody more responsible for the climate crisis than the United States of America.
Yes.
You saw the EU president. She had a full platform to speak. Nobody is more responsible for the climate crisis than the European Union countries. Nobody. You saw that the banks that continue to fuel the fossil fuel industry, fund the fossil fuel industry, and the think tanks that continue to manufacture evidence against the genuine experiences of the people regarding the climate catastrophe were given full platforms to speak. You saw Bill and Melinda Gates representatives. Bill and Melinda Gates is responsible for pushing genetically modified organisms, which is going to destroy completely our farming systems. They are responsible for pushing the farming in Africa on its way to dependency on chemicals, chemical fertilizers. We must not be afraid to say to these people in their faces that they are responsible for this crisis and they must be held responsible. And that is why I was very disappointed in the statement that was made by President Ruto in the opening of the summit, saying that we cannot dwell on who did what and who did what. With all due respect, that is nonsense. Then why do we have prisons? Because prisons and law enforcement are supposed to hold people responsible for actions that they have taken. So we can hold people responsible for stealing goats and cassava to feed themselves, but we cannot hold people and institutions responsible for destroying the whole planet. What logic is that? And it is not surprising to me that this actually reflected in the declaration. In fact, in the content of the summit and the declaration that followed it, because the discussion on reparations was not on the table. We know those who have caused this problem, and we cannot get off their back. We have to pursue them. We have to pursue accountability. We have to pursue responsibility, not because we see ourselves as unable on our own to deal with issues that we have to deal with, but because we think that we can no longer, as Africans, allow ourselves to be used for other people's agenda, other people's interest. We are no longer going to sit down and allow this to happen. And the people assembly, the energy you saw on the streets, that energy is going to be replicated all over Africa. It is already happening. And that is the beginning of the end of any oppressive systems that have been put in place and that continue to be financed by big banks, by big institutions, by multilateral institutions like World Bank and IMF, who on the one hand will talk about climate crisis and on the other hand provide funds for destroying the environment. This is the hypocrisy we are talking about. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, we all know, and this has to be re-echoed on the rooftops, that the forces stacked against us are massive and humongous. And unless we unite as African people, unless we confront these issues with a united front, we are not going to be able to move forward. Why is it that Africa is rich in resources, but our people are poor? Our people cannot find food to eat. Why is it that we have the most renewable energy resources, but millions of our people do not have access to electricity? Why is it that gas is being pushed on African soil, but pipes are being laid to Europe to feed the energy needs of Europeans whilst we stay without electricity? In any case, why gas, which is a corporate in destruction of the environment? It is because we are divided. And in our division, we're weak. We must unite. And it is in our unity that Africa can really claim its place in world development. So thank you very much, and we are grateful for your time.